But coming to the question of Qadr, Qadr is the sixth pillar of Iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we Muslims believe that Allah writes the Qadr, He writes the destiny. And people may object, many people ask this question, Muslims and non-Muslims alike, that if everything Allah has written in the destiny, that fine, whether this person is going to do good or bad, whether they're going to commit a murder, or whether they're going to commit a rape, or whether they're going to rob, or whether they're going to do good deeds, whether they're going to go to hell or heaven, if everything is mentioned, then where is our choice? Who's to blame? If I commit a murder, Allah wrote in the Qadr, I'm going to commit a murder, and I commit a murder. Who's to blame? Allah is to blame. So why should I be put in hell? And this is a very logical question. The reply to this question is that we have to understand the concept of Qadr and destiny. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined things, where a person is going to be born, in which condition he'll be born, when will he die, which land will he die. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Isra, chapter 17, verse number 14, that whenever a child is born, the fatir is bound on his neck. The moment he's born, Allah knows everything what he's going to do. Good or bad, right or wrong, whether he's going to go to hell or heaven. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ilm gayb. I'll give you an example. That suppose in a class, there's a teacher who teaches about 100 students for about 1 year. And before the examination, that teacher predicts that this student, he will come out first in class. First class first. This student, he'll get second class. That student will fail. Just an example. Don't feel bad, brother. Now, after a few days, the examination takes place. And this student comes out first class first. This student gets second class. And that student fails. Now, I'm asking you a question. Can the student who failed, can you object to the teacher that because you predicted I'm going to fail, I have failed? Who's to blame? The teacher or the student? Who's to blame? The student. The teacher predicted this student, he plays hooky, he doesn't attend class, he sees movie, therefore he's going to fail. That student is okay, average. That student is very intelligent, does good, hard work. So teacher predicts in advance before the examination, this student will get first class first, this student second class, that student fail, and the student comes out first class first, second class, that student fails. But because the teacher predicted, that does not mean the teacher is to blame. The teacher has taught everyone correctly and equally. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ilm ghaib. He has knowledge of the future. Certain things they are destined. He has said that okay, this person will be born in this land on this particular date. He'll die in this land in this particular date, etc. His surrounding, he'll be wealthy or whatever it is. But the choice is yours. For example, after you pass your 12th standard, you have a choice of becoming an engineer, or becoming a doctor, or becoming a lawyer. The choice is yours. You choose to become an engineer. So Allah already knows in advance that after you pass your standard 12th, you will choose to become an engineer. He's written in advance. It is not because Allah has written that you are choosing. It is because you have chosen, Allah has written in advance. The choice is yours. But Allah knows your choice. For example, if you come at a crossroad, and there are five roads, road number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The choice is yours. You can either take road number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You choose road 2. It's already mentioned in advance in your destiny that you will choose road 2. It is not because Allah is writing that you're choosing. It is because you will be choosing that Allah has written in advance. So the choice is yours. You have a choice to earn your living, whether with good deeds, halal way, or with robbing, haram ways. The choice is yours. Now you rob. The choice was yours. But Allah knows in advance that this person, he would want easy money and he will rob. So Allah has written in advance that this particular person at the age of 25, he will rob. Who's to blame? You are to blame. But because Allah has ilm gayb, he has written in advance. The choice is yours. Allah has given us human beings free will. You cannot blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your misdeeds. If you go to hell, it is because of your misdeeds. And if you go to Jannah, it is because of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.